America's threat to slap massive tariffs on Canadian goods may be on hold, but Delta Council wants the province to take certain steps in case the situation changes for the worse. U.S. President Donald Trump on Saturday, February 1, signed an order to impose 25% across-the-board tariffs on Mexican and Canadian imports starting February 4, with a lower 10% tariff on Canadian energy. On Monday, February 3, following two phone calls with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Trump said the tariffs would be off the table for 30 days to see if the two countries could reach a final economic deal. Trump's decision meant Canada and the provinces also halted their moves to retaliate, including with tariffs and bans on U.S. alcohol sales north of the border. Still, with the possibility of tariffs down the road, Council Monday evening unanimously endorsed a motion by Count Dylan Kruger directing staff to write Premier David Eby and ask for three actions, relevant to Delta and our part to play, in this large national crisis. While the immediate of something happening at midnight is over, the medium and long-term threat is not, and I think it's been a very pertinent reminder that there's a duty for all levels of government to work together on a Team Canada approach to ensure that we have economic and energy independence, that we are reducing our reliance on the United States, our number one trade partner, that we're finding avenues to expand trade internationally and also be more self-determined, Kruger said, speaking to his motion. In its letter, Delta will ask Eby to amend all applicable legislation to allow cities to accept only Canadian businesses in procurement bids, expedite approval of FortisBC's Tilbury Phase 2 LNG expansion project, and immediately start construction of the George Massey Tunnel replacement project. Kruger noted that BC and Ontario both had planned to ban American companies from bidding on Canadian projects had Trump's tariffs been imposed, something cities in our province cannot legally do. Municipalities have very specific legislation that governs how our procurement strategy works. We have had the question in the past from chambers of commerce and members of the business community, if we could have a Delta-first policy, if two bids were equal in all other ways, could we favor the local company, or at least the Canadian company? The answer is no, today we can't. We should write to Victoria and request permission to do so, Kruger said. As to expanding FortisBC's Tilbury LNG facility, Kruger said, nation-building projects across Canada would be needed to kick-start the economy should the threat of tariffs become reality. Premier Eby said that he'd have a list of 10 projects ready to go. I hope he moves forward with that. We've got a project right in our backyard, he said, referring to the Tilbury plant expansion. That project alone will generate $1.7 billion in economic growth for the province, thousands of short-term construction jobs, hundreds of long-term permanent jobs, Delta jobs, here in our community. The provincial government released a preliminary list of resource projects Eby said will help BC leverage its incredible natural strengths on Tuesday afternoon. FortisBC's Tilbury Phase 2 LNG expansion project was not on it. Calling it perhaps the most important of his three asks, Kruger said ending tunnel-related gridlock on Highway 99 is about more than just helping local commuters. This is a national trade corridor with goods from across the country coming into Delta Port, the largest container port terminal in Western North America, to be shipped out the global market, he said, calling the port the gateway to the Asia-Pacific region. Those goods are stuck right now in gridlock at the Massey Tunnel. We need to unleash the power of our economy by starting construction today, immediately, on that replacement to get goods flowing into Delta Port and reduce our reliance on the United States for trade. Speaking in support of Kruger's motion, Count Jennifer Johal said not acting collectively will mean Canadian businesses, workers and consumers bear the brunt of economic pressures. Only through unity, support for local industry, and strategic investments can we safeguard our future and keep Canada competitive on a global stage, she said. Count Rod Binder said that the conversation around the threat of tariffs has shone a light on the need for a Canada-first approach to trade. Regardless of what decisions are made south of the border in the next 30 days or 60 days or who frankly knows at this stage, I still think that this is a priority and I think we need to be acting on this regardless of all the action, to the South, he said. Mayor George Harvey said he's concerned for how the threatened tariffs will affect businesses in Tilbury and on Annecy Island, as well the city's Windskill Renewal Project. We are right now in the process of building one of the largest projects in Delta's history, and I'm very worried in so far as how this could affect the Windskill Project itself, he said. Harvey later announced he had been invited by Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke to join the Border Mayors Alliance, a group launched by Windsor, Aunt. Mayor Drew Dilkins to protect local economies and advocate for the interests of communities along the Canada-US border. The introduction of these tariffs threatens to disrupt vital supply chains here in Delta, impacting cities and communities across the country, and therefore demands a Canada-first approach, Harvey said. The Border Mayors Alliance is pushing for policies that will sustain our economy, promote thriving businesses and support families, and ensure public safety in our communities. All of us, as Canadians, we need to step up and support our provincial and federal governments and work together. Harvey said he planned to take part in the group's first virtual meeting on Tuesday, February 4, and would report back to council with what was discussed and what the group plans to do. Joe Hall said a unified Team Canada approach is essential, especially during these uncertain times, but that she wants to be sure Harvey focuses on protecting and advocating for affected businesses, families and workers in Delta. Count. Daniel Boisvert said he had concerns, noting he wasn't sure he understood exactly what the alliance would do or advocate for, or what Delta will be required to do, as a city, as a result of this alliance. If it's border towns and that's what this alliance is about, and sort of striking back at our neighbors to the south, I am a little specifically concerned about our proximity to Point Roberts. I understand that Point Roberts is part of the United States, but most of the people who live there are Canadian and they rely on us for a lot of their just day-to-day survival needs. I don't really want Point Roberts to have some negative consequence to something that we're trying to do more broadly to the U.S., he said. Boisvert also said using of phrases like Canada First and Canada First approach reflects the approach used by the United States, the one that we're against because it's going to hurt us, and urged caution before choosing to do what they're doing. There's a harmony that exists between the two countries, and what we really want to do is just get back to making sure that that harmony is preserved. So I just want to be very cautious here that we don't all of a sudden do exactly what they're doing, which is exactly what we're opposed to. With files from Ben Lipka, Wolf Deppner and the Canadian Press.